But it was a great experience, and the actors who involved, particularly Anton Rogers, he was just one of the most wonderful people that I'd ever met. He was the sort of person who made sure that the children were very much part of what was happening with the wider cast as well. And he and some of the others organised a little party for the children so that they felt that they were allowed, because we were never allowed in the green room. You know, we just went back to our room. The green room was for the grown-up adults, and we weren't really invited in there. And he didn't like that, so he opened up the doors and said, come on in. And we had a little party in the green room, and we got to spend time with the grown-up adults. And I took loads of different photos of the different people who were involved, but not just the actual actors, but I got on really well with a woman called Sharon, who was the wig mistress. And because it took her ages to put my wig on, I ended up spending quite a lot of time with her. And I remember thinking, this isn't just a case of the people who were on stage doing the front of house bits. It's everybody behind the scenes. It's how the lighting people make sure that the lighting cues are on time. It's how the people running up and down with the headsets are making sure that the people are in the right places for their cues. It's how the people who are behind the stage are stripping off, you know, an actress's dress to put another dress on because she's going on the next scene. And it was wonderful to see that behind the scenes bit, not just the glory and the glamour of what you see actually on the stage,